Everything that rocks.
This sucks.
Good morning. It's 8:13. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Good morning.
Got a high of 30 today. It's as warm right now as it's going to get, all right? Tonight, cloudy, colder. We got some lake effect snow. 1 to 2 inches is expected, a low of 7. Then Friday, partly sunny, some lake effect snow, and a high of 19. Ooh, Skip.
Skip.
It's going to be cold.
Come on, Skip.
Right now, it's like 33 and getting colder, man.
This is WTF of the Day on the Plan B Morning Show. Brought to you by Henry's Hamburgers.
You have a cat. You might be able to use this excuse.
I got one left.
Maybe. a guy named Ed Williams from Mount Eden, New Zealand, got in big trouble with his girlfriend a few months ago when she found another woman's underwear in their bed.
Ooh, Skip.
Ed swore he didn't know how it got there. Maybe, I don't know.
I have no... Those aren't yours?
What? And it turned out he was telling the truth because a few days later, they saw their cat dragging a bra and they realized she was raiding the neighbor's laundry.
Yes.
Oh, now they're trying to return the stuff to the rightful owners. And the neighbors are relieved too since they thought there was a pervert in the neighborhood stealing their underwear. What kind of sweet relief did he have probably when he saw that cat dragging that bra?
I know you're not, you might not get this joke, but was the cat's name Slippery Bob?
I never knew Slippery Bob.
He used to like women's underwear.
Maybe it was. So I guess maybe try and blame it on the cat.
You know?
But God, I can just, you know what?
What are the odds of that?
I can see that. Huh, I told you, Karen. I didn't put those underwear there.
It was the cat.
It was the cat.
Oh my God, dude.
Fantastic. Those cats are, they're evil, man.